needless to say, the way that our guys came out and established the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively, and our special teams, it was a three-phase game today, and our special teams really really knocked the roof off the top of this building. And I want to just obviously express my thanks and our team's thanks to the people that came out. It was a great crowd. It was awesome today. And that really ignited our players and got us excited. And it was just unbelievable. And I can see why our 12th man is so important, and it really made it difficult for them to even with the snap count. So that was very exciting today.
What was your expectation? What did you think?
You never know until it happens, right? And but I tell you what, you could tell from the very beginning when we did the walk across the grassy area there, and the fans were just rabid, and it was exciting, and it was why we do this and why you love football so much. And man, it just made me go back to the realization why I said yes to this in the first place.
Coach, how pleased were you with their offense and how they were able
to play? Well, needless to say, it was great for us to go down on the very first drive, get a score. Then the thing that you and I talked about on Wednesday, you know, we hadn't been worth a shit on conversions, to be quite honest with you. Excuse my language. Sorry about that. And we hadn't been worth a crap on two-point conversions. And, you know, the one thing I kept expressing upstairs to Chuck and to the coaches on the sideline, that, you know, we have to do something outside of the box to make sure we can get out of that. And we did a good job with that. And we have some other things that we still have to work on. Our conversion rate has not been high. I know across the league it's not been high, but we still have to correct it, and we have to get better at it if we're going to have a chance. So we understand that. We'll work at it. We'll make sure of it, and we'll come up with a plan to continue to grow off of it. That's not my call. That's above my pay grade. But I would guess we could put more seats in or butts in those seats. So whatever they decide to do, I'll be ecstatic because the crowd was awesome. I just want them to know how much I appreciated it and the team appreciated it, because the players, just the energy that they brought was great. Well, needless to say, normally when you're in a hostile situation, it's an away game. So we had to make sure we had signal for our defensive guys, since they were on the offense going against New York's offense. So we had to make sure we were clear on our communications. There was a couple times Jay lost his communicator, so I had to go in and make sure and echo his call.
George, the kickoff return is kind of a dying art. It's obviously the XFL trying to make it a thing. How exciting is it when you get one of those that works? Fans still pray it's a great kickoff return.
What did you think of it today? I thought the reverse was awesome. I really did. It was great to get it called. And when Joe hit that next gear, I was like, oh, man, this could be a good one. And like I said, it really got the stadium just, I mean, I couldn't hear myself when he was running down the sideline. It was, I could not hear myself. And I was trying to get the players back, because I was trying to decide what we were going to do on our conversion and get that call out. And so it just worked out really well.
Did you think Joe had that there? He said he knew he was going to score.
Well, you know what? Joe will do anything you ask him to do. I didn't know he had that other gear. It was great to see, needless to say. I was excited about it as much as I'm sure everyone else. You know, Joe's such a soft-spoken guy, but, you know, he always shows up on game day, and that's why I love the guy. He's a special person, and I'm just excited. I was happy for him.
Coach, you were just watching highlights, seeing how crazy the Dome was nationally. What statement do you think St. Louis made today about a great football town?
Well, I think the statement they made is what a great sports town this is. You know, from the day I got hired and I start coming over here, I went to the Cardinals games. The Blues were already in the hunt for the Stanley Cup, and you can just see the energy. And this is type of town I grew up in. It's a blue collar town, hardworking people that just want good, real, hard nosed sports. And I think our identity kind of resembles that. And I grew up in a town like this, and I love this. I love this town. This is great. I mean, I think that they love us, you know, and we're giving them what they want.
Needless to say, that you football,
I didn't even hear it. Honest to God, I didn't notice it. I didn't know that's what they were chanting. But, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not worried about that. We got a great product that we're producing for them, and I hope they're enjoying it. I know they're enjoying it, and I hope that, you know, we're on to a different chapter, and our chapter is right now.
Coach, did you see anything in their defense as far as the ground game? It seemed like that was kind of your game plan for today, to kind of ground and pound a little bit.
I'm sorry, say it again. I missed which.
The offense was just running the ball as well as you did.
Our offense?
Yeah.
You were talking about our run game, your reference. I think that's been part of our identity anyway. And so I don't think we're changing much of what we're doing. We want to be a balanced football team. We understand that. We got to just make sure that we continue to grow. Obviously, people are going to try to take certain things away from us, and we got to be good enough now whenever we can take pressure off our quib and allow him to continue to grow. And I think he's done a good job today. He overcame some things today. And I try not to be a pain in his rear end. And 33 knows I definitely try not to be a pain in his butt, but, you know, I'm gonna demand a lot from them. When much is given, much is expected, and they know that, and they respond well to it. So, thank you.
It was amazing, man. A tremendous job by the offensive line. They ran the ball well tonight, myself and Matt Jones, man. It was a team effort. You know, we was excited to be in the Dome, you know, and in front of the fans. Man, they had high energy all night. And just a great feeling and great win.
Jordan, for these fans,
everything you had heard of them? Yeah, they met my expectations from the jump. So as soon as I stepped on the field, when we were pulling up in the buses, I just felt the energy already and the flames and the crowd going nuts. It was an amazing feeling just coming off that bus and especially in the Dome.
And your thoughts?
I barely heard it. I would just focus on the game. You know, nothing much.
What did you think of the walk-in? Did it kind of like feel like a college game experience?
Yeah, so I did the Walk of Champions back at Ole Miss, and it was a lot shorter than Ole Miss, but, dude, it was a fun time just seeing the crowd, seeing the costumes, seeing my friends and family. So it was everything I imagined.
I was just asking about knowing that people were excited about it, but if you guys go out and play poorly, maybe they're not as excited.
Yeah. So I said from day one, if the fans show up, we're going to show up. And it kind of showed that today. Special teams, defense, offense, everyone did their jobs, and I think the energy from the crowd kind of made us more excited to play, and it was a lot of fun out there.
Man, we have a lot of potential. We have a great coaching staff. We have a great group of guys, offense and defense, even special teams. And like I said, man, going out there today, man, it was that NFL feeling, man. You know, high energy, like I mentioned. We were all playing at a high level, feeding off one another, man, and it was great.
Jordan, what's been like the work with you
guys? Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, they're tremendous players. They're a lot older than me, but they kind of take me under my wing. I mean, they take me under their wing, and it's just awesome to have those guys here. And they're like, hey, like, Mizzou's going to show up for you guys, and we just got to go out there and execute and do our thing. But I love both of them.
Just that first drive, kind of like a running back screen,
the way
the offensive line performed,
and
then you
could
take it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, man, it was an offensive line night. I mean, those guys did a great job. Matt had a lot of great runs in that drive, man, that got us down there. And I was just a finishing guy, man. So, like I said, it was a team effort. We're looking to do more of it and keep this thing rolling, man, and get some more wins.
Jordan, was it nice for you to not be the guy? I mean, you were able to kind of support your role as much as anything else today.
Yeah, it was awesome just handing the ball off and seeing them run. And that's the beauty I love about our offense is they got to worry about the pass and the run, and especially if I'm back there by myself, they got to worry about the quarterback too. So just having the running backs do their thing, the O-line protecting and blocking downfield, it was fun to watch today, and it was everything we schemed up the whole week, so it worked out.
Talk about this crowd a little bit, what kind of lift it gave you guys starting out as fast as you did.
The crowd was amazing. You get energy like that, and, you know, that's why on the first drive you saw four plays and a touchdown. The hard part about that is we need the crowd. When we're on offense, we got to hear it a little bit. But other than that, the crowd was amazing. We did not expect that. It was way more than what we thought. It was very surreal running out that tunnel again. I loved it.
Football back in the Lou has to make you feel good to give it back to the fans.
I think it feels good for the fan. It feels good for this city. I think this team represents everything that this city represents, hard-nosed, tough. We built it from the ground up, the foundation that this team is on. Play hard, play tough, play physical. That's what St. Louis represents.
29,544 fans in attendance. 20,000 were just expected. What do you think about that? That people just really showed out.
You gotta love it. I mean, that gives us so much energy. I think the fans gotta understand how much energy that gives us. We love it. Wideouts today, we knew the energy was gonna be surreal. That's why we wore our blue stuff. I mean, we love what this city represents. Next week, we got another surprise in hand. I just love the way the fans showed up today. Those rally towels, whoever idea was there, somebody give them a bonus.
You guys just really play off that energy. I mean, they were electric.
It's just contagious. Whenever you know you got fans like that supporting you, it makes you want to go out there and play that much harder. You know, you already want to go out there and play harder. But whenever the energy in the building is like that and it's rocking, that also gives their team, that puts us at an advantage. I know their offense probably couldn't hear all day because the crowd was into it. We was into it. Then we came out. We put up a great home opener.
So what do you say to the critics? Did it have it help them? Did it help having them all in the lower bowl and making it louder and right on top of the thing?
No doubt, but we got to open those upper decks. I think we can fill them up. Hey, first game, I think we still could fill up those upper decks.
What do you say to the critics who say this is not a football town?
That's on them. They see what this city represents. They see how this city shows up whenever a sports town is, whenever a sports team is in town. You see the Blues every night packed. You see this game was super packed. Cardinals, people love them. This city is a great sports town. The state of Missouri is a great state in sports. I've been here for 10 years now, and I'm a Louisiana kid. And this is my home now. I love Missouri. I'm through and through.
There were a lot of MIZ chants for you and Lucas.
Everywhere.
What was that like, the support for playing back in your home state?
Love it. You know, the thing is, we've been out of the game so long, and me and Marcus, right before the game, he was like, you know, like, this the first time in 10 years we've ran out this tunnel together. Because every time before we start a game, he'd say, it's just football, and give me a hug. He's like, the last time I told you that was 10 years ago, coming out of this tunnel for the first time when we played Illinois in the Border War game. So to see that, you know, to come back here, I don't know. I just love it. My whole family was here. I don't know. It's a very feel-good moment.
Yeah, what did it mean to have the kids that you now coach as well in the crowd watching?
And West, I know I wish I could have done more, you know, but, you know, one catch, 0 yards, got the victory. I think it'll change these kids' lives, you know, for me, just to continue to go out there and play. It was a game I was never promised, you know, one more. So I'm happy they was in the stands because I had about 85 kids that never played football this past year. We went out to Columbia. We won the city championship after they didn't have a winning season in like 4 years. And I don't know. I have some great kids on my squad.
There's a lot of people out there who said that after the St. Louis Rams left, that maybe St. Louis didn't deserve another professional football team. What do you think about that, and what do you think about the fans' response to that today?
Sometimes you got to laugh at the critics. I mean, if this team, this city, the way that they showed up for this team today just shows what this city will represent having, you know, a football team. I mean, Seattle had a good crowd, but it was nothing like this crowd right here. I'm telling you, the energy in that place, it was rocking. Those tiles, everything. I think that was our biggest advantage today. That was our, like, most secret weapon today, honestly.
And I mean, for you personally, what's it mean?
My guy, what's up? Good to see you.
What's it mean for you to have another shot to be out here and playing football
again? Honestly, it's just another day, you know, that wasn't guaranteed. So I get to go out here one more time, put the pads on, put the helmet on, and go to battle with guys that I've been building since December with. And especially whenever you can win, it adds that much more greatness to it. I don't know. I love this city. I love this state. I love these guys in this locker room. I love our coaches. I couldn't have came to a better place, honestly.
But what did you think was going to be the atmosphere?
I honestly had no clue, but it was way more than what I expected. You know, it was so much better than what we expected. We knew we was going to get a sellout crowd. But you can get a sellout crowd and they can be dead. This crowd was alive. And they was going all day. The towels was waving. We love it. We love it.
Do you feed off that?
Oh, most definitely. It's just like being in a room where somebody's energy is contagious and it's bouncing off you. Like I said, it makes you want to go out there and just play harder and harder. So we loved it. Keep the same energy next Saturday.
And as a team, you think people are looking like, hey, you got a pretty good squad? You think that was a statement a little bit for other teams?
I think other teams are looking and being like, dang, we don't want to go play in the dome. We don't want to go play in the dome because I think that's our advantage. I think that's going to help this team whenever we can – pack it out like that and have the fans as loud, offenses are going to have a nightmare coming here. They can't hear. We can barely hear, and it's our home stadium.